So I got a question this past week about someone passed away, there are a couple of questions, but one, the question is, we all know when someone passes away, so you have the funeral and you have Avelis. The Avelis begins after the Kfura, the Steam HaSagolel. From the time between the death and the burial, is a person has the status of an onein. Minat Torah, we don't have aninus today. That has to do with karbanos, the ma'aser sheni. That's this week's parsha, this coming week's parsha. Lo achalti, but onein is someone he loses a close relative, and the time period from the death to the burial. Once the burial, you become an avel, a mourner. So, in fact, lo achalti ba'oni mimeni. That's this week's parsha, parsha's kisavo. That onein can't deal with how to eat the ma'aser sheni, the karbanos, etc. So, but today we only have a din d'rabbanan of he's exempt from commandments. In fact, he's also usher and buster of a yayin. He can't have meat and wine. An avel can have meat and wine. In fact, there used to be an old meaning, the Sudas Havra, the first meal back from the cemetery, they used to have meat and wine, and certainly wine, because the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, the whole purpose of wine is l'nachem es avelim, is to comfort the mourner. So clearly an avel can have wine, and the old practice, he could have meat as well. Yeah.
Why did I have an egg? Someone gave me an egg.
Yeah, that's not a contradiction. Egg is, that's another custom. At the Sudas Havra, you have the egg, the cycle of life in terms of, the people. Yeah.
You said that my shiva was only 30 minutes because it was Erev Shavuos. Would that make a difference? Had it been a full shiva, maybe I might have had some meat.
Oh, well, you didn't have me?
30 minutes of shiva.
No, so I just...
He wasn't going to come play shiva.
He wasted it, not having meat.
What do you mean? 30 more? How long does it take you to have meat? No, I'm just... no, so that's just a pragmatic thing. You didn't have a Sudas Havra period, you mean?
They got an egg.
Okay,
Shiva time. Let's get ready for Shiva.
Oh, no bread or egg. I'm saying, yeah. So that's just a minute. It's a minute to have a Sudas Havra. I mean, that Avelis still counts. But I'm just saying is, but if there wasn't enough time to, no, if he just sat down, did Shiva, and didn't have anything, that's one thing. Yeah, one. But and that's the custom also to have egg. That's just some say a mourner's food, cycle of life, and that's why we have an egg. Some say the Sudas Hamafsek is by Tisha B'Av. We didn't have it this year because it was on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, the 10th of Av was on Sunday, which is the day we observe Tisha B'Av. So that's the general rule. We don't begin Avelis until the Kfura. So the question is, let's say a person, it's not an uncommon question, is, they're not going to the Kfura. Let's say they're elderly. Let's say someone dies in New York. They're burying the body in Israel, and they live in Montreal. And they have no interest. They want to go, but they can't go. Or that's one. Let's say they live in New York, and the person died in New York, but they're not going to go to Israel. So they go to the service. Let's say to either a can in the airport, or they go to the eulogies, and then they go home. When do they begin Shiva? They begin Shiva, they have to wait to when the funeral happens in Israel. So those are the two shilas. But we'll deal with the second one first. So that's the general rule, is you start with Kfura. So are there any exceptions to that rule? That's the classic case, is you go to the cemetery and you come back. In fact, not only when you come back, that's a discussion right after different minhagim, but technically speaking, there some amachmir that they bring sneakers to the cemetery. So after the kfura, because strictly speaking, you become an avil, so some put on sneakers and others, many just have to practice, they wait till they get home, huh?
Why sneakers?
No, because you can't wear leather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can wear leather, but either way, so it begins after the Kfura. So let's say the Kfura, as we said, is not happening. So the old practice was that the Avelim used to walk to Chevra Kadisha. It's still true, like the cemeteries are out of town. at the outskirts of the town. So you used to walk the families out, and they used to get to a certain point. Maybe it was too dangerous, whatever it was, and they turned back. So when did they sit Shiva? So the practice was, when they got back, they sat Shiva. Whenever they turned back, how come they didn't wait for the, why didn't they wait for the funeral to happen? What did they? So the way the Bach learns the Rambam is, it was a time issue. Back in the day, before smartphones, watches,
no
phones, no communication. So it was a time issue. No one knew. So it's a suffix. I don't, like, how are you going to find out? Because then you're going to wait another couple of hours till they come back and tell you. So it was more of a pragmatic issue because you didn't know what time it was. That's how some say Pshat in the Rambam. Others, most of us disagree with the Rambam and say no. The Torah is not given to Malachi Hasharis. The Torah is not given to angels. Well, Nosnu Torah Lishurim. We're not going to. Well, you start in 2 minutes. You start in five. This, whatever you can, in order just to make it simple. That's it. When you get back, we're not worried about. Okay, so the funeral will happen in 5 minutes from now. Don't worry. You could start your. Since you're not going to be there, you could start right away. A very big practical difference is Bisman Hazeh. It's very easy to find out when it happens. People are FaceTiming it in terms of like when it's happening. So according to the Rambam, it's mashma. If you knew exactly the time, you would wait. But according to the Rambam, one could discuss Bisman Hazeh, so then maybe there's what to talk about, as we'll see. Someone who's not there, but we don't assume like the Rambam. Generally speaking, we assume it wasn't a time factor. It was just so. Therefore, Rav Moshe Paskins this way, and this is the general practice, according to most, is if you go to the service, and you're not going to the cemetery, when you come back right away, you start the shiva immediately. So if you go to Back in the day, they used to have a service in Kennedy Airport. Now I'm not sure anymore because of security. But either way, so my uncle, let's say he passed away in New York, and they had a service in Long Island in one of the funeral homes, and then they took him to Israel. So those who, you know, in that case, my uncle, his sister was there. So she went to the service, I assume, and then she would get home, and then she should start. She was the only one sitting Shiva anyway, but she starts Shiva right away. And then it was my brothers and my nephews and brothers and sisters went, so therefore they weren't sitting Shiva anyway. It was my uncle. But I'm saying if it was someone, let's say it was the father, it was someone, so they wouldn't start until after. So that seems, that's the psak of remotion. That's the general practice that if you were involved, once you began involvement in the service, even though the kfuri didn't happen yet, you begin Shiva right away. If you were involved, as we see from the case of the Chazal, that people used to walk to the outskirts and then come back. So it seems to be clear, according to most, we don't go with the Rambam that we wait to see when it was, and therefore you begin the Shiva right away. What about the following case where you didn't do anything? So up to now we're talking about you did something. Either you walked to the outskirts of the city and then walked back, or you showed up at the service, but you're not going to the burial in Israel. What happens if someone's in Montreal and it's happening in New York and they're not doing anything, meaning they're home? So is there any difference? So what do you do? Do you start right away? Do you do it after the service? Let's say you're watching it on FaceTime, you wait to the kfura, what do you do? So there's a famous dispute between the Netziv and his son-in-law. I think Rabbi Fall Shapiro, that was his name, but it was not his name, it was his son-in-law. So the Netziv says that you begin at the kfura. In other words, when do we say you start earlier if you were involved with the burial process? If you were doing nothing, like you didn't go to any service or anything, then you should begin, then you wait to the kfura. What's his raya? He wants to bring a proof from a rush in Moed Katan. The case was where this person was taken captive by the non-Jews and he was killed. And there was a shmua that someone said, you know, your whoever was he was killed and apparently buried, they told him. And then so he sat Shiva, and then he found out, whatever, a week or two later, they never buried him. I mean, he was dead, but he's not buried. So the Rush says, and you have to wait till he's buried. It's Shiva. In other words, everyone agrees if you sit Shiva when someone's alive, I mean, it's different, halachically speaking, it's not a good Shiva. Like, because Shiva, by definition, means the person, you know, we could get into what's considered dead, what isn't, you know. I'm not getting into whether a person's brain dead and you consider that death. That's a different discussion. But bottom line is, when a person's alive, you don't do Shiva. So what about, so the Rush says you need two things to happen to be chayev in Avelis. Either you need the kfura, which is the standard. That's most, the normal case is after the burial, you go back and begin Shiva, or yeyush, giving up. What, you know, unfortunately, in many cases, the Holocaust or many other terrible situations, you give up hope on ever getting the body back. So then if you have any of those two cases, then kfura begins. But in this case, there was no yeyush. He just thought that the person was buried when he wasn't yet.
Yeyush on the fact that this person already, you know for sure they died. The question is, getting their body back.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeyush,
that they already died.
Yeah, right. Yeyush, that he's, you're getting the body. Right. If you have no hope of getting the body back, then you could start right away. But if you still have hope to get it back, then you wouldn't begin kfura, according to the Nitziv. So the Nitziv says, so similarly here, we see over here, there's no yeyush, meaning you're not going to the kfura, but he is going to be buried. So the Nitziv says you have to wait to the kfura. So if someone who's in Montreal and the service is in New York and buried in Israel and he's not involved, according to the Nitziv, you don't begin Shiva with everyone else until after the kfura. His son-in-law disagrees and says, no, you begin right away. He says, because he says that was the case where a person was involved. So if you're involved, the kind of avelis process is quasi beginning. You went to the service, you did something. But if you're not doing it, he says even if you don't do anything, if you have no plans on going to the kfura, you should begin right away. And he wants to bring a raya from Rabbeinu Tam's sister died, and he didn't begin sitting Shiva until after the burial. So the answer they'd say is, they'd say only because she came back to his town to be buried. So the bottom line is, so the Nitziv would say, you start at the Kfura, but his son-in-law would say, you begin right away. Who do we pass? Before I tell you passing, I'll give you a story. The Nitziv died. I guess it wasn't that common that you can't always make it to the funeral. So the Nitziv's daughter was married to the son-in-law, obviously. So she wasn't going to the funeral, whatever. So she wanted to know when should she begin Shiva. So being a good wife, she listened to her husband, and she began Shiva right away. That seems to be the general practice, not like the Nitziv, like his son-in-law. So if you don't go at all, if you go at all, then you start right away. And according to Revolver Legend, the way we assume, even if you don't go, you begin right away. So you don't have to wait to the Kfuri if you're going to go, you do whatever you do, you come back and start. If you're not going at all, you begin Shiva right away.